Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility. More changes are coming to the Bad Axe Public School District besides the revamping and consolidation classrooms. When the 2026-27 school year starts, there will be updated handbooks with some major changes. There were changes made on what clothing is acceptable and not acceptable for students to wear. Some of the changes made were to clarify language. Another major change is the use of cellular phones for junior and senior high school students. High school students can use their phones between classes. For students in 6th through 8th grade, cell phone usage didn't change. The phones can only be used between the 6th and 7th hour classes. The new phone regulations also include penalties for violations. The first violation, a student will be written up and the phone will be taken away to be kept in the office for the day. The second violation is the same, but the student's parents will have to be contacted to come in and pick up the phone and go on from there. Parents will be sent information on the changes. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reports 9,680 confirmed cases of cyclosporiasis statewide as of July 28th, with 160 people hospitalized. In the Thumb, Huron County has reported 48 cases, Sanilac County 29, and Tuscola County 19. Elsewhere in the region, Lapeer County has recorded 20 cases, which Shiawassee County leads the state with 401 cases, and Genesee County has reported 366. Health officials say the outbreak remains linked to contaminated produce, although an earlier lettuce sample from Taylor Farms initially tested positive for the parasite. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration later determined that result was a false positive. Even so, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues to associate the outbreak with recalled Taylor Farms iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico. Officials say there is no evidence the outbreak is connected to swimming or other recreational water activities. And in a vote of 2-5, Huron County Commissioners rejected a pay increase for one department during Tuesday's county meeting. During the meeting, a review of positions and wages in the clerk's office suggested a pay increase for three positions in the clerk's office retroactive to January 1, 2026. While discussing the proposed increase, Commissioner John Hunt said he has received several complaints about issues with the clerk's office not providing service, not responding in a timely manner, and mistakes being made. According to Hunt, he has been told several municipalities in Huron County who need answers turned to the clerks in Tuscola and Sanilac counties. Clerk Lori Neal denied any of the accusations, and that was the first she has heard about issues with her office. Commissioner Kurt Geiger agreed giving raises were not warranted when there are so many issues with the office and complaints. Some of the issues that the department included were wrong wording and on ballots, payroll mistakes, and reimbursements owed not being made. In May, errors in payroll resulted in four Huron County sheriff sergeants being overpaid that had to be corrected, and issues with two municipalities not receiving payments for the last national election are still unresolved. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with your national, international news and your obituaries.
Are you searching for the perfect place where your loved ones can receive not only care, but genuine attention? The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is more than just a place. It's a welcoming home for your loved ones to receive the highest quality of care and the best quality of life with both short-term and long-term care available. This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we go beyond standard care. We have on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home that offers comprehensive care all under one roof. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or give us a call at 810-648-3017 to learn more about how the Sanilac Medical Care Facility can serve the needs of your loved ones. Your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, the Gordie Howe International Bridge formally opened to commerce. A major milestone in North American infrastructure was marked overnight as the new Gordie Howe International Bridge officially opened to commercial freight between Detroit, Windsor, Ontario. The multi-billion-dollar crossing provides a direct highway connection designed to streamline industrial supply chains and cut border wait times for thousands of daily transport trucks. Logistics operators report smooth operations during the first overnight shift, ending years of legal and construction hurdles for one of the busiest trade corridors in North America. In other national news, New York police investigate a series of stabbing attacks. Detectives in New York City are investigating whether a series of non-fatal stabbing incidents reported in Manhattan over the past 24 hours are connected and potentially biased motivated. Special task force officers were deployed to increase patrols across high-density transit hubs following the attacks. City leaders held a joint press briefing this morning, assuring the public that extra security details will remain in place while forensic teams examine CCTV footage to identify suspects. In international news, energy infrastructure targeted in Red Sea coastal attack. Yemen's Houthi movement claimed responsibility for a series of targeted strikes against coastal energy facilities along the Red Sea. The strikes damaged storage facilities and raised fresh concerns over shipping safety through vital maritime checkpoints. Naval coalition forces in the region reported responding to multiple incoming projectiles, urging commercial vessels to exercise extreme caution when transiting the area. In other international news, Jordanian air defenses intercept incoming missiles. Military officials in Amman announced that Jordan's air defense system successfully intercepted and destroyed five incoming missiles entering its airspace during overnight regional escalation. Government spokespersons stated no casualties or property damage were reported on the ground. The Jordanian government reiterated its determination to safeguard its sovereign airspace against any external military threats. Here are your obituaries for this hour. Mary E. Summerline, 83 of Ubley, passed away Friday, July 24th in Bay City, Michigan. She was born on July 25th, 1942. Mary was united in marriage to George D. Rusty Summerline of Detroit on June 23, 1962. Mary is survived by her sons George, Greg, four grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. A private burial with the immediate family will take place at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And Robert Joseph Copenhagen, age 83 of Bad Axe, passed away July 23, 2026. Robert was born on March 23, 1943 in Richmond, Michigan. Robert Copenhagen and Betty Distelrath were united in marriage on October 9, 1965 in St. Clair, Michigan. Robert is survived by his four children, Don, Pamela, Dean, and Stephen, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. A private celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at RamseyFH.com. And John T. Moore of Kindy passed away peacefully on July 28, 2026. John was born in Bad Axe, Michigan on May 8, 1939. He married the love of his life, Margaret Fisher, in 1962. She succeeds him as well as three children. He is also survived by seven grandchildren, along with six great-grandchildren and two more on the way. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered in care of Margaret Moore to be used to support educational opportunities for students. Massive Christian burial will be held on Saturday, August 1st at 11 a.m. at St. Michael Catholic Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held on Friday, July 23rd, 2026 at McAlpine Gage Chapel in Kindy from 2 to 8 p.m. and also on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac County Medical Care Facility.